He looked into the food bags and discovered some wild sugar cane from Africa. He peeled it with care and chewed on it, sipping from a gourd between times. Then it occurred to him if they were all silent, Angus or Kerr might come busting in here to see whether he was gone. Angus would suppose Johnny had taken his kit to the plane, but still, they might just come barging in and get arrested or shot. Very shortly now, he had better start this Lars talking so they would hear a strange voice in here. 42 minutes to go.
You sure messed up my clothes. I'll have to repack.
But Lars was intent on something else. He wanted a real double check on identity, and in his haste he had forgotten it. He wanted to make doubly sure about the collar scars. He became clever. A military maneuver was needed here. He didn't want this Tyler to be able to seize a Briganti and use him as a shield. Right now, the collar of the work jacket covered his neck.
There is no idea of inconveniencing you. You are in your work clothes, and I should think you would want to appear at your best before such an august body as the Council. You can change your clothes if you wish. We've removed all knives and weapons, so go ahead.
Johnny had smiled wryly when august body of the Council was mentioned. What pomposity! But he said,
Oh, well, in that case, I suppose I had better.
He began to sort the scattered clothes into piles, making noise. It would be better if he could keep Lars talking. 39 minutes to go. Kerr certainly had brought all of Stormalong's kit. He folded it all neatly and then began picking up items and looking at them critically, as though deciding which he should wear, saying,
Would this do?
And,
Well, how about this?
And,
How do they ordinarily dress when appearing before the Council? In something like this?
He got Lars advising him. The Council was very formal, very strict and mindful of its dignity, and its power was enormous, and men were expected to realize it. 28 minutes to go. Johnny suddenly saw that Stormalong, who was always very neat as well as a bit dashing about clothes, had preserved the costume he had been issued in Lode days to look like Johnny. Chrissy had made several sets, pushed into it by Johnny to take her mind off her imprisonment. And Johnny had handed out sets to Dunaldine, Thor, and Stormalong to improve their duplication. He unwrapped the buckskin hunting shirt and breeches and belt. Yes, even the moccasins. 23 minutes to go.